November 28, every work will be brought into judgment. God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Ecclesiastes 12:14. In the case of each individual, there is a process going forward which is far more wonderful than that which transfers the features to the polished plate of the artist. The art of the photographer merely imprints the likeness on perishable substance, but in the life record, the character is faithfully delineated, and this record, however dark, can never be effaced except by the blood of the atoning sacrifice. Angels of God are taking a daguerreotype of the character just as accurately as the artist takes the likeness of the human features, and it is from this that we are to be judged. When the judgment shall sit and the book shall be opened, there will be many astonishing disclosures. Men will not then appear as they appear to the human eyes and finite judgments. Secret sins will then be laid open to the view of all. Motives and intentions which have been hidden in the dark chambers of the heart will be revealed. All will appear as a real life picture. In that solemn and awful hour, the unfaithfulness of the husband will be open to the wife, and the unfaithfulness of the wife to the husband. Parents will then learn for the first time what was the real character of their children, and children will see the errors and mistakes that marked the lives of their parents. The man who robbed his neighbor through false representations is not to escape with his ill-gotten gains. God has an exact record in his books of every unjust account and every unfair dealing. Memory will be true and vivid in condemnation of the guilty one who in that day is found wanting. The mind will recall all the thoughts and acts of the past. The whole life will come in review like the scenes in a panorama.